Thank you, Daniel. Hi, everybody. It's so great to have you here in Scottsdale. We have anticipated your coming, and we're going to have such a great time, a fantastic weekend. We hope it's great for you to refocus, retune, you know, get restored, and that you'll catch the vision for what God's doing at CCU. It's my great privilege to introduce our 22nd president, and I have to tell you that, you know, these days, you probably know this, universities are highly complex organizations. They really are. And so getting the right leader is so critical. I heard someone say that being the president of a university today, it's like being the mayor of a city, the principal of a large school, the CEO of a large corporation, the pastor of a large church, and a politician all wrapped up together. That's a tall order. And you've got to juggle all the constituencies, alumni, business leaders, faculty, staff, politicians, donors, accreditors, all in the same afternoon. I mean, that's an extraordinary calling that you have. I was comforted a number of years ago when I heard the great Peter Drucker. Do you remember Peter Drucker? Incredible business leader, writer. And he said that the three most difficult jobs outside of being president of the United States, I was shocked. He said, pastor of a large church, president of a large university, and administrator of a large hospital, those three. By the way, I've done the first two. I have no desire to ever be the administrator of a large hospital. I have been a pastor, and it's often said of pastors, to be a pastor these days, you have to have the mind of a scholar, the heart of a child, and the hide of a rhinoceros. But to be a president, why, that's another thing. Gordon Gee, the former president of Ohio State. Ohio State, Eric, that's your country. He was asked about being a president, and he said, well, you need thick skin these days, you need a good sense of humor, and you need nerves like sewer pipes. That was Gordon Gee. And I'm here to tell you that I'm glad President Hoge has it all. He really does. And I was reviewing my notes from our very first meeting back in 2017 the other day, and I looked, and this is what I wrote down. After Christina and I had breakfast with the Hogues, I wrote down, I like him, we like him, we like Tammy. It was all true. It was all true. But I've learned so much about him since then. I've learned that he loves people, and he has a deep knowledge of philanthropy and experience in that field. He was an outstanding member of my team in that area. He comes with experience in higher education and the world of business. He knows how to build teams. He's served as a pastor of a church, an incredible background. He's been a communicator in mass media through Salem Radio. I talked to his former colleague, Hugh Hewitt. You know Hugh Hewitt, the national syndicated radio host. And I called him as a reference to Eric. And he said, Don, Eric is five stars. That's what you're going to get. He's been a player in the political arena. He knows the world of conservative politics. He served at two universities. He understands in-seat learning, liberal arts tradition, and online learning. He's an author, as you know. He has a passion for the mission and values of CCU. He unreservedly embraces our statement of faith, our convictions, our lifestyle expectations, and the strategic priorities. But most of all, he is a committed follower of Jesus Christ. And that's what mattered most to the board. Amen. And I will tell you that in a day like ours, when we have seen the elite presidents of Ivy League schools get in front of the nation and demonstrate how misguided, how hollow, how captive they are to ideological agendas that's going to ruin higher education, the Board of Trustees chose a president who's going to lead us in a much better way. And he needs your prayers. I hope you'll pray for he and Tammy. But it's my privilege to extend the welcome and to invite him up, President Eric Hoge and his great wife, Tammy.